Joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Christina Jedra. She has an interesting story about how the city overpaid some of its workers, but it's not going to try and get taxpayers' money back. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I like your headline, Keep the Change.
Yeah. So over this two-year period, the city and county of Honolulu accidentally overpaid some folks. It was 240 employees. It was a total of $98,000 due to a glitch in the payroll system, a miscalculation of people earning overtime and standby pay in the same payroll cycle.
And so, when did they catch this error and why can't we get the money back?
So they seem to have caught it a little late. State law allows for governments that accidentally overpay employees to recoup the money within 2 years. There is some confusion on when exactly this happened, but even now the city does have an opportunity to recoup at least some of it. They've chosen not to do that. The HR director, Carolee Kubo, said that they did a cost-benefit analysis, and she didn't go into detail about that, but it seems that they're just going to cut their losses and, move on.
Any indication if, their procedures are going to change?
She did say that they've taken steps to fix their system so that this won't happen again. But there are a lot of unanswered questions on how this happened in the first place. She really didn't offer a lot of information and declined to answer questions.
Yeah, so you really didn't get a chance to interview her.
That's right. Over the course of a week, I really tried to get the HR director on the phone, and she declined to be interviewed on the phone and also did not take questions by email. In fact, she took the unusual step of writing her own questions and her own answers. So she ended up interviewing herself, which means we don't have a lot of details on some unanswered questions.
Well, that is kind of odd.
Yes. What we do know is, they just decided not to recover the funds. I do have a letter from the HR director to the Hawaii Government Employees Association, and they essentially told the union, look, this was our mistake, so you can keep the money. I guess it's kind of small potatoes for the city, which has a budget of $2.8 billion with a B.
Well, what did the city council say?
I did talk with City Council Budget Chair Joey Manahan, and he said, it was disappointing. It's not what he likes to see. And also, council wasn't briefed on this, so he kind of wished that the city had come before the budget committee to explain what happened and how it wouldn't happen again.
Are there other council members who are concerned about this?
Yeah, I spoke with City Council Member Kimberly Pine as well, and it seems that she had some mixed feelings about it. On one hand, we definitely don't want these mistakes to happen, she said, but on the other hand, if some employees were forced to pay back a lot of money, that could be a financial hardship for them that they didn't expect.
Now, this is probably, nothing new. There have probably been this has happened in other states, other places.
Yes, I realized in my research it's kind of surprisingly common across the nation. People are human and mistakes happen. A lot of times it has to do with people cashing out sick time and vacation time when they retire. In this case, it was just a system error. And across the country, some officials have had to pay back thousands. So in the grand scheme of things, this $98,000 was on the smaller end.
Okay, but still kind of a head-scratcher as to why, they can't somehow either deduct it from future pay or I don't know. But
yes.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Christina Jedra, reporter, with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Head to their website to read more about those overpayments.